Now we're going to take a look at the Army general that President-elect Barack Obama has picked to head the Department of Veterans Affairs. General Shinseki was wounded serving two combat tours in Vietnam. He is the first Asian four-star general, but perhaps he's best known for burning bridges with the Bush administration by questioning the Pentagon's Iraq war strategy. Connie Lawn joins us now. She's from the BBC. Welcome, Connie.
Hello. Glad to talk to you.
Certainly a vindication of sorts for Shinseki.
Well, it is, and it's another in a string of absolutely brilliant appointments that Barack Obama has made. Even the Republicans, even very conservative Republicans, have been overwhelmed by how even moderate to the right many of his choices have been. But in the case of this general, for him to have gotten it before the Congress and warning that the strategy of the Iraqi war was wrong, in fact, that the war was wrong, and that if you were going to win the war, you had to have at least another 100,000 troops. And, of course, the Bush administration, Donald Rumsfeld especially, were furious and literally forced this brilliant four-star general out of the Army. I'm surrounded by about 800 veterans this week, and so they were all talking about the appointment. They feel that they'll finally get some help because a man like this is going to be the head of the Veterans Administration. And they call him a soldier's soldier, and they feel very good about him.
And, Connie, why do you think this job, as opposed to, say, something at the Department of Defense or in national security?
Well, you know, it depends on what kind of a job he does. Veterans Affairs is very, very important. The veterans have gotten short shrift. There's so many wounded veterans in this country and, of course, the United Kingdom, all around the world, but mostly in the U.S. and the U.K., and veterans suffering severe emotional problems in addition to the physical problems. They need somebody good at the Veterans Administration, which has been a hugely troubled administration. If this general does a good job, maybe in a year from now he could be promoted to Secretary of Defense, because Robert Gates, who stays as Defense Secretary, who's there now and will stay after the new administration, might not be there forever. He might not be there more than a year or so.
You describe the general as brilliant. What do you think he's going to specifically bring to this job other than being able to identify with all of the soldiers who go through the Veterans Administration?
Well, that's precisely it. He will bring sympathy and he will bring a determination to get better military care and medical care for them, and especially pay attention to those with mental problems. This post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, is really widespread. In fact, almost every soldier, anybody who's ever been in a war, suffers from mental problems or physical problems to some extent, and he's really got to get a grip on it. There's so much red tape. The Veterans Administration is one of the most impossible agencies to deal with. And to have a good man at the helm or a good women at the helm do would be very important. So he's going to do it. He doesn't take no from anybody. He's not afraid of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so ironic. It was such beautiful symbolism on the President-elect Obama's part to name him on Pearl Harbor Day, and the fact that he's Hawaiian, as is Barack Obama, but he's also part Japanese-American. Part Japanese-American to head the Veterans Administration. And to be named on Pearl Harbor Day is just extraordinary symbolism.
And you're at a conference. Could you just quickly describe what it is? And did people break out in cheers, or is this overwhelming good feeling about having General Shinseki leading the administration?
Very good feeling. As I talk to them individually, I'm here with 800 wounded warriors. This is the 21st ski spectacular at Breckenridge, Colorado, and these men and women, they're out there skiing. Some of them have just lost limbs in Iraq and Afghanistan as recently as 6 months ago, and they're out here on the slopes, and it's quite a beautiful thing to see.
Connie Lawn, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Anytime.
The BBC's Connie Lawn speaking to us about the General Shinseki appointment.